A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 11th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the state of the country's health delivery system following reports that President Robert Mugabe's daughter flew to the Far East to deliver a firstborn baby.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the country's health delivery system following reports that President Robert Mugabe's daughter has opted to go and give birth in the Far East.
On Saturday, President Robert Mugabe, who often flies to Singapore for medical treatment, disclosed that his daughter, Bona Mugabe Chikore, had traveled to the Far East for maternity services from medical doctors she is familiar with.
The announcement set Twitter and Facebook alight, with Zimbabweans criticizing the first family for seeking specialist treatment outside the country after allegedly running down the local health delivery system, thereby condemning the majority of the population to poor health services.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunjaloka fort.
Wokuka hamadza diwa nasi tira kuti tinge tichinzwa kuti munoona sei mashoko akataurwa na Mugabe kuti mwana wawo wekutanga Bona ainge aenda kumawirira kuti aende kunosununguka ari ikoko achiti ndokuna vana chiremba vaanoziva. Vamwe vari kuti izvo hazvina kunge zvakafambiswa zvakanaka nekuti vari kuona vatungamiri venyika vachienda kunze kunorapwa, asi zvipatara zvehurumende vanhu vakawanda varombo vasina kana piridzi remutsoro chairo. Tichangonzwa kuti munoti kudii nemashoko aya, pane chakaipa here chakaitwa apa kana kuti vanhu vari kungoshora wavo? Gibbs
yohambe zuru kandaba lingachona njani lapeti kona kona ngapo ke ngemakaya tina ngapa siyaphila silwa kwamagama. Ye, utaba letu la mhlanje sikhangela kunoko kuthiwa ke unkosikazi Bona Mugabe Chikore ukhona ngale ke Far East lapho angazani ke uyadinga ukuthi ayikhululeka. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke uzithwele unkosikazi Chikore, njalo ke abantu eZimbabwe bathi ukuthi ahambe khona ngale engayi kwezinye izibhedlela eZimbabwe kungani kuyabayangisa kakhulu, njalo kuyinhlekisa ngoba ikhanya ngazani ke abafuni ukuthi bangene ezibhedlela ezinjengezeZimbabwe. Ye, siyakwazi ukuthi ke umnumzana kumbe ngithi uMongameli Robert Mugabe ujali ukuya eSingapore lapho ajali ukuyadinga khona uncedo lokuthi ayelatshwe. Siyakwazi ke ukuthi umnumzana George Jaramba wakwathi ke uMongameli Mugabe vula ngamehlo singazi ke thina sake sitshelwe ukuthi kambe kwini okumhlupha kakhulu. Ye, sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu, njengoba ke sikhuluma ke uBona Mugabe Chikore ukona ngale ke emazweni lapha thola khona uncedo lokuthi akhululeke. Kambe lani liyakwenelisa yini ukuthi lihambe khona ngale Dubai kumbe liye Singapore kumbe Malaysia ukuthi liyedinga uncedo olufanayo? Khuluma nisizwe Zulu lapha udaba lweniphela.
For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight we are talking about the country's health delivery system, following reports that the president's first daughter flew to the Far East for maternity services. And of course, Zimbabwe is not unique in all this, Gibbs. Mm-hmm. As you know, most African leaders are fond of seeking medical treatment outside the country. You go to the north of Zimbabwe, in Zambia, the late Michael Sata actually died in a London hospital after snubbing the country's medical facilities. The same was also with Levi Mwanawasa, another former Zambian president who died in office. He died in France. You go to Ethiopia, Meles Zenawi. He died in Brussels. And then in Nigeria, their former president, Yaradua, also died in Saudi Arabia. Guinea president Malam also died in France. So this is a pattern, actually, by African leaders. The majority of the people are saying they run down their medical institutions and then go and seek treatment outside the country. And Zimbabweans have had many reports of Mr. Mugabe flying to Singapore for something as simple as an eye operation. Give us your thoughts, Gibbs. I think we have our first guest.
I guess we've got Honorable Tabitha Kumalo, the MTCT lawmaker. Honorable Kumalo, good evening. And welcome to the program.
Very good evening, Gibbs. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, Honorable Kumalo, what is your take on these reports? Actually, Mr. Mugabe himself said it on Saturday that his first daughter had flown to the Far East to give birth.
We are glad to hear that, because it confirms that there is nothing happening in our hospitals. We have no hospitals, and they are basically what they are saying. The people of Zimbabwe are being sentenced to death because there is no health institution. So because they have looted from this country, it's easier for them to go anywhere in the world and get the best medical attention. So best. At the end of the day, those with money will live, and those of the people who are the majority that don't have money will die because they cannot afford health.
Thank you so much, Honorable Kumalo. Now we are being joined by a political analyst, Mr. Clifford Mashiri, in the UK. Mr. Mashiri, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Mr. Zulu.
Thank you so much for joining us, Gibbs.
Mr. Mashiri, what's your take on this issue concerning, you know, the first daughter, or if I may put it that way, right? You know, she's actually in Dubai, I guess, where she's getting some medical kind of help. You know, she's supposed to give birth, sort of like. So what is your take on her going outside the country instead of, you know, going to Harare General Hospital, Parare Nyatwa, or maybe Mpilo or somewhere, you know?
You are quite right. She should have gone to any of those hospitals in Zimbabwe. By going abroad, although it's not yet confirmed where to, whether she's in Dubai or in Singapore, it's, you know, they are voting with their feet that they don't like Zimbabwean hospitals. They don't appreciate what Zimbabweans have done, you know, to sustain the hospitals, the health service, in the midst of, you know, wastage by Mr. Mugabe's government, who has been going abroad, in particular to Singapore, almost four times in a month for his own health at the expense of the country, which is running out of drugs, and the doctors are not earning a reasonable salary. So for this lady, Bona, to be said to be going to give birth abroad, it's just showing that they don't have confidence in Zimbabwean hospitals or the health service, and that they have no willingness to invest in the health service in the country.
Mm-hmm. Coming back to you, Honorable Kumalo, Mr. Mugabe said what her daughter simply did was to go to medical doctors she is familiar with. Is there anything wrong with that?
and she's a citizen of this country. So I don't know what that means to say she's got doctors that are familiar with when a mom gave birth to a, she gave birth to a year in Zimbabwe, and the only person that can be more familiar than you is the doctor that gave birth to you. So basically, they are literally insulting us, in other words, by saying that the people in this country don't know. So if they don't know them, what? Why are they in government? They are aliens, so they should leave.
Yeah, makuma lokodwa nxa singakhangela ke akusikuthi ukuthi kumbe uhambe khona ngale njengoba engumntwana phela kamnumzana umgabe phela lokho kuthiwa ngama privileges phela nxa ungavele ube lesikhundla esinjalo uhambise umntwana eSingapore uhambise umntwana eDubai kumbe uhambise umntwana ngaphi ngaphi akunjalo
hayi kakunjalo sibili i-privilege leyo abakhuluma ngayo zimali zikaZulu waseZimbabwe obhadala iphezi and le tax njalo umbuzo esilawo omkhulu ngokuthi nxa kuwukuthi kunjalo kanti izibhedlela zona ezezikhona esezibulala abantu bazakhelani ama-university bawakhelani befundisa odokotela ukuthi baselaphe nxa bona bekwazi ukuthi odokotela basifundisa bona ngabanelisi ukuselapha njalo ngabazazi
siyawuza kakhulu-ke makhumalo bambe khonapho ungayikatshana
todzoka kwamuri vamashiri vamashiri pamwe ka vari kutya kuti vaka mwana akaberekerwa muZimbabwe vanhu vanenge vachizofamba vachingotaura taura handiso here pamwe inyaya yeprivacy
hongu vanogona kuti iprivacy asi kune vatiri kunzwawo vachitaura vari kunze kwenyika vatotumidza mwana wacho zviita kuti Singapore hamene kuti ichokwadi here anongori mahunga hunga atiri kunzwa saka kugunun'una kwevanhu veZimbabwe hakuti kune vari kumusha chete nevari kunze kwenyika vari kunyunyuta chose kuti izvi zvauya sei kuti mwana ari kundosunungukira kunze kwenyika kutanga kutora nhaka yababa vake yekugara vakangobuda kunze kwenyika pavangonzwa mudumbu vaenda kunze kwenyika musoro ukatema vaenda kunze kwenyika akuine makutu makutu emari anofanira kunge ari kubatsira nyika kuti ibudirire kurapawo vanhu nekutenga mishonga ichive inowanika mumahospitari asi vanongoenda kunze kwenyika saka kuti vataure kuti iprivacy yavari kuda yekuti vasanzizivikanwe kuti mwana asunungukwa achagara kunze kwenyika ikoko zvachose here kana vachida kuti zvive private pachasvika nguva yazvichabuda pachena
tinotenda vamashiri regai timboende kuvateereri tinzwe kuti vari kuti kudii totanga navamukaka vamukaka makadii
nesimba mukoma blekfil inotamba here
aiwa isu tiri nani tipewo pfungwa dzenyu iri mudariro mainzwai
ya inochiviriisa iri mudariro nekuti terabva pachena kuti hurumende kwedu haina chido neutano hwevanhu vemuzimbabwe ivo vanokodzesa utano hwavo chete ne vachitika naivo varwara kana vachida kuvanoenda kunze kwenyika ikokoto kwavanongozosiya mari kuzvipatara zveku ikuzekuti vagadzirise zvipatara zvedu munomu saka vakaita makodzo futi pakugadzirisa nyaya yemadhokuta echidika inyaya yekuti havakosheti utano hwevana nemuno muzimbabwe zvinoreva kuti ipisi tichatambira kusva kare handinechivava neopositive mind towadzii vanhu vemuno so that vanogadzirisawo maitishe zemuno muchikoro muzvipatara zvese so that isisu pachedu tinowanawo utano hwakanaka tinowanawo kanaka seiwo vachiti kana vanavo kana zvidhake vanozvichira kumuchero vanotsindisa kumabhlesin
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamukaka nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
atenda mukoi
tinotenda zvikuru yet from Mr. Mukaka is saying is not very happy that they are neglecting the country's hospitals even schools you know and he thinks it's hypocritical for them then to send their kids to foreign nations
So Gibbs. We still remember that Bona Mugabe was in Hong Kong, right?
Yes.
When she did the education there. So maybe she's going back to her roots. Now, sike sizwe ke umnumzana umoyo osechongweni khona ngale Botswana. Ba umoyo ngawutshona njani? Ba umoyo uyangizwa?
Hello, sakubona baba.
Ah, kunjani moyo?
Ya, umoyo yaphila kunjani wena?
Hayi, mbijana moyo, kunjani eBotswana?
Hayi seutwana kukahle akula nto embi uhlupho nje esinalo singaba ngumlandeli wakho sikusibili wohlelo lololo
hayi kuhle kakhulu moyo siyabonga ngalokho
ye ngizama nje ukuthi lapha ngibeke lami okulilo kuthathu.
Akuphose lakho kona baba.
Yeah, mina lapha uhluphe esinalo ekhulukazi sikhondana nalo singabahambeli bo studio 7.
Mhm.
Ukuthi mase ubuya indaba zesindebeleni emoyeni lapha kasisezwa asikwazi kumbe nxa liphatha indaba zesindebeleni ithina yini iba weekly asikwazi.
Oh, ziyanyamalala.
Baba.
Ziyenza njani?
Ngithi kusuka singasezwa emagasini lapha kumbe kusuka kuthina asikwazi. Kodwa nxa manje lishona lanezesiphiwo kuyabe kucacile.
Hayi siyakuzwa.
Nxa lokhu ithuba lethu lapha esindebeleni lakhe akusazwakali.
Oh, okay, hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu.
Njalo ngicela nokwazi khona lapha ukuthi kanti kubangelwa yini ukuthi esindebeleni lapha sihlala singabantu abantu bemuvi emfamu isikhathi sonke. Kubangelwa yini? Kanti sange sibe ngathi ngakukhalanini.
Hayi siyakuzwa sibili kodwa lokho siza kukhuluma. Isikhathi sakhona singafika esikhathi kade singani sikuchaya kakhulu namhlanje ikuthi kukhanya ngazani ubona Mgabe nesibongo sakhe kade sakho Chikore kuyedinga uncedo lokuthi ayikhululeka endaweni ze-Far East siyakwazi ukuthi uzithwele kodwa-ke kakho eZimbabwe ngokutsho kwamaphephandaba nabantu abatshiyeneyo wena ungabe ubona njani khonokho
hayi kuvele baba eqinisweni nxa singatshayi nje sifihla umphini into esegcekeni loyo umntwana lo angithwise uvele uzenzela intando ngento yonke nje abakunakani beyiki uyakwenza nje kakwenzi officially akucabangile nje uyenza angithi indleko zonke zenze zindleko eziqondana nesikhwama selizwe ye kuyinto engahlelekanga akuhlelekanga lokhuyana kunjenje nje kathesi amadokotela wakho ezibhedlela mntakababa asiyaselwa ihlobo asiyaselwa ngabantwa bethu
ngani babuyele last week khonapho ngolwesine ngani babuyele emsebenzini
ye babuyele kodwa-ke thina ngemva kwesuku ezithile angithi beni beyengasebenzi ye kokumethi uhulumende nxa yihulumende erozwelo nabantu yihulumende ephethe abantu ngendlela efaneleyo kokumethi nxa amadokotela ayeletha isikhalazo ngakwahle kwakhangelwa kwalungiswa kulokuthi uzophetheka le mphefumulo kade umethi ngayisizakele ngamadokotela kodwa anke abantu bafile kodwa-ke nawe ngikhathisa umntwanyana lo uyakhululeka uyathithwa elizweni usuka ngaphandle kwelizwe umuntu ongumyako njengomoya uba ngaphi khona lapho nangaba lonjeangithi uyafa ngoba kanamali yokuphapha ikhathi ayephethela
so kodwa lingenzani ngakho khonokho umoya lapho ngikhangela phela liyapho ngikhangela yikho lokho
asingeke sikhangele mhlakababa ngoba nanko singathi sithi siyakhuluma uyabhula uyatshawa so-ke esingakwenza ukuthi-ke ngibona zani sengithuba lokuthi njengamazimbabwe loba kuthiwa kasiboni loba kuthiwa siyize fofu isikhathi sokuthi sibone sesisazi kathi hambe sokusukela 1980 kanye labantu abantwana abavele kusukela ngo-1980 sebeze bengabazali ye sesifundile sesibonile
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu umoya so ula mabili amathathu ongawaphosela khona ngale umongameli labantu bakhe ubaxwayise nje ngafuna ubaxwayisa
ye kumongameli welizwe owengawuphosa nje lakho ithi mina bakithi kalahlizwele singabantu banye laye sinegazi elifanayo ubuhlungu obuzwa ngumntanakhe ubuhlungu obuzwa ngumntakamoyo ye akunanzeli lakhona lokho asilungisele ilizwe izibhedlela kazilungiswe zifakela zimthina i-modern machines sihambelani lathi nesikhathi imithile khona abantu bayenatsho basile amadokotela abeke kuqala nxa ecabanga amadokotela akwazicabanga ngempilo yabantu nxa berithi izikhalazo zabo zibasize kulokhu abakhalaza ngakho
hawu boni-ke emoyo mbongele kakhulu baba
hayi ngiyabonga lamba
hayi kulungile kakhulu Moyo. Thank you so much. So that was Mr. Moyo in Botswana. He's saying that normally they don't get Ndebele news. So he says when the Shona and English shows are done, the, you know, the airwaves just go dead, you know. There's nothing, dead air. So they can't get anything on the Ndebele side. But, you know, he's very worried about what Bona Mugabe is doing. At the end of the day, he says this is exactly what the father does, you know, in most cases. Goes to Singapore, nothing happens to him, and repeatedly goes back and, you know, is to seek some kind of medical help. So he says the daughter is doing what the father is usually doing. And he says, to the least, you know, that's not too good. And he says, you know, Mr. Mugabe should feel pity for Zimbabweans. He has been in power for almost 36 years, but doing everything wrong. So he should get it right, and otherwise he's not fit to be in there.
Honorable Kumalo, is this a discussion that is likely to be discussed in Parliament?
Absolutely, because we have been discussing the issue of Parliament, whereby even medical aids for the civil servants are no longer working because government is deducting money from the civil servant salaries, but they do not pay the medical aid. So civil servants are now forced to pay double when they get sick, but they can afford to jump into a plane where they don't even pay for the plane ticket and go to any country in the world to get the best medication while they're sentencing Zimbabweans to death in the health institutions.
Mr. Mashiri, so at the end of the day, people can talk, and nothing will come out of this kind of, concern that the president is sending his kids to the Far East, he goes to the Far East and so forth. So why at the end of the day do we bother ourselves about some of these things?
No, we should bother, and it's very important that the message reaches Mr. Mugabe, to know that Zimbabweans are not happy. They are bitter that he is seen as a hypocrite. For instance, for people in the diaspora, he denies them dual citizenship, and yet he is the so-called grandchild who is likely to be born abroad will have dual citizenship, which he has denied, we could say, millions of Zimbabweans up to now since he withdrew dual citizenship. And he is going to extend that dual citizenship to this child who is now foreign-born, will have citizenship abroad, and is a Zimbabwean at the same time. How can that be when other Zimbabweans are denied that same facility?
And Honorable Kumalo, I mean, should we be putting President Robert Mugabe at the same level with anyone else? I mean, for God's sake, he's a president. Is he not entitled to that kind of health?
...for treatment and leaving the UK while he is running the United Kingdom. Why is President Obama not leaving United States and coming to Zimbabwe to get treated at Parinyat? What is so special about? Why are they not leaving? Because their institution, their health institutions, are ticking, and everything that needs to be done to anybody that is sick is done. They are running away, and they are now showing the world that they have destroyed Zimbabwe to an extent where they have even destroyed the health institutions, whereby Zimbabweans are going to die like flies from treatable diseases.
Thank you so much. Gibbs?
Yeah, Makumalo, nga sesibona ke ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi lamadokotela kade nganakhalela umsebenzi abuyele emsebenzini. Kodwa abuyele emsebenzini kanje, ongani wena uyakubona ukuthi kuyahlupha kakhulu kuyini nxa sesikhangela ezibhedlela lapho?
Uhluphayo kakhulu ludaba lwemali, ukuthi bazaholiswa malini, ngoba imali abayiphiwayo yinhlamba. Olunye udaba ngolokuthi abangamadokotela omama bangazithwala ngabalalungelo lokuthi bahambe kuma-maternity leave. Kambe lake la kubona ngaphi, ngoba nxa sikhuluma kunjenje labo dokotela esithi yibo kade bekustrike, yibo abantwabethu asebephuma ezikolo kade esema-university. Isikhathi sabo sokuthi babe le mizi yiso sonesi. Nxa usuza ukuthi umntwana lo akufanele angazithwale, ngoba angazithwala akanakubhatala, ufuna ukuthini?
Briefly, Mr. Mashiri, this appears to be a trend. At the beginning of the show, we highlighted some of the presidents who died outside the country. Meles Zenawi of Ethiopia, in Brussels, President Yar'Adua of Nigeria, in Saudi Arabia, Levy Mwanawasa, he actually died in Paris, and then Michael Sata in London, Guinea's President Malam in Belgium. Why is this so with African leaders?
Well, it's this culture of corruption, lack of transparency, and also, you know, they have this bloated ego. you know, to appear like you are rich, you should be talking about going abroad to be treated when you are head of state of a developing country which is struggling with potholes, struggling with no medicine, high unemployment. You know, they like to show off to each other that they have so many aircraft, they fly, you know, in their own aircraft dedicated to them to go and do this until even they die. It's very sad that our leaders have become so corrupt and failed to realize that Pan-Africanism does not equate to corruption.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Tine imwe mteereri mukoma Donald makadii ku South Africa? Mukoma Donald?
Hello, mukoma blessing ndinofara makadii ko?
Ah, tiri na tata ariko mukoma Donald vakaenda upi ko?
Ah, mazvano ibhizi mukoma, hey ndine handine zvingoshuvira kutoderera CD7 basa racho rakaoma mukoma.
Aiwa, ndizvozvo kushandira mhuri ndizvo zvinokudzwa.
Saka ndichada kuti mugozo ndipa nhamba dzekuti ndikwanise kufona ndidhaile ndinyatse kuteerera pafoni kana zvichibvira.
Aiwa, tinokupai mukoma Donald, asi nyaya iri mudariro nhasi mainzwa kai?
Ndeyekuti nzembe dzapurezidendi dzokubuda kunoratiwa kunze.
Yekuti mwana wavo ari akaenda kunyika dzekumawirira ikokoko kuti anobatsirwa nemwana wake wekutanga. Saka taida kunzwa kuti munotiwo kudii?
Vanoenda kana kuti mukoma blessing handi vanoziva kuti munyika hamuna kana vanenge vachitoti hamuna kana chipatara chindagona kuti bhona ponere munyika. Vanonyatsoziva nokuti nyika vakaondonga. Saka vanonyatsokuona kuti vana naparire nyatwana mupino wavo vanachitumbisa sendero havazvizi kupatara zvine dignity zvokuti mwana wavo angaponera. Dadzva muchiona vachizonotumira vana zviri. Isusu tisati tichinzi hatina kana basa ndosaka muchiona kana takagwara tomanyisa kugumana ndanga kupi. Masingo general, tipe chinzi hatina basa hatina kana value munyika. Ivo vanoziva vanenge vachizvitana nevalue saka muchiona chero iye mudhara akagwara anobuda achitaura naSingapore kugura pameso ake. Tisiri vamwe hatina kana nebasa refu munyika. Muri kuona vane nyaya. Ndikenderana namugoma muchitupa mashiri kuti vanonyatsokuziva vaingada kutaradzana zvishandwa mamwe mapurezidendi kuti isu kwedu asi ndive muafrica chete mukatisana Obama hambonyanyi kudaro. Ndezve muafrica chete zvevanhu vanonge vachiondonga nyika dzavo. Vozoona sekuti kumwe ndokwakanaka. Dei mugabe anga akazvigadzirisa nyika zvakanaka chaikonesa kuti mwana wake aponere kana parenyatwa kana kuti kumupilo chii kana kuti pachitungwiza chii. Zvakana sendi enzi maprivate hospital ariko but iye anodecida kutobudisa mwana kuti ngaanoponera mhiri nekuti anoona kuti munyika anonyara nezvinhu zviri munyika kunyara nesituation yezvipatara zvemunyika hamuna mishonga hamuna chii. Dai zviro magovhosi hamutorina kuti manesi abatsire mwana wake.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda mukoma blessing, musandibvisa pafoni.
Aiwa, tine chida kuti vatava muvateereri vapinde, asi munokwanisa kuteerera hedu chirongwa chedu later on. Tinotenda. Of course, we want to use this line. We want Donald to stay, but unfortunately, we have to take other callers. But
yes.
Donald is saying that it appears the president is embarrassed by the state of the country's medical institutions.
Mm-hmm.
This is why he has opted to fly out his daughter to mm-hmm. the Far East, Gibbs.
Mr. Mashiri, can we say that the president is actually embarrassed by the state of health services in Zimbabwe? Does he know what is going on?
Embarrassed. It's mm-hmm. lack of confidence. He just knows. And also, I would say he is paranoid. Paranoid mm-hmm. in the sense that he fears for his safety and for the safety of his family. He does not trust those who are going to look after him as well as his family. He does not trust them that they will do it in a safe way because he has alleged that people wanted to kill him, wanted to kill his children, like the mother was saying at a rally the other time, saying, "You want to kill my children," regarding those who allegedly tried to bomb a dairy farm which they are fed to own.
Thank you, Mr. Mashiri and Honorable Kumalo. Please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. And of course, we'll post this discussion on our Facebook page. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying stay tuned.